chairs, no waiting, episode number 231, the courthouse doors. Two Chairs, No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by Weavers and pick up a Dillard album, a Barney necktie, a Mayberry calendar, or the entire DVD set of all the Andy Griffith Show episodes, plus a bunch of extras like the Return to Mayberry movie. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, number 231, is Jan Newsom, my wife, for letting me do this show. So thank you to my wonderful wife, Jan, and thank you all for taking time to listen or watch this podcast, your choice. You can watch the video version, or you can just listen to me. Hopefully both are just as enjoyable, and maybe the listening is even better because you don't have to look at me. Folks, I am Alan Newsom, your host, and it is so wonderful to have you with me in Mayberry. It's always a great time for me to be able to spend some time with you in Mayberry. Now, this week we had a I named the show after a voicemail call that we got, but we got some voicemail, we've got some feedback, and then I'm going to share a few things at the end of the show, just personal stuff. So I hope you guys will stick around for all that. But this week we're going to talk about the courthouse doors. And let's go ahead and listen to this this little clip here from Tim Bradshaw. And let me go ahead and pull up Tim's clip here. And let's hear what he has to say. So here's Tim.
Hey, Alan, this is Tim, Mr. McBeavy. I just want to drop you a little short piece of trivia, and it's hard to know what's been covered and what has not been covered. But I just noticed, I think for the first time watching The Manhunt, that the signs on the courthouse door, the sheriff and justice of the peace, the signs are not showing up on the show until the third episode when James Best came to town, the guitar player. So I don't know if this has been covered or not. It may be a well-known fact, but it's the first time I've noticed it. So just thought I'd drop that one as a quickie. We'll talk to you later. Enjoy the show. Thanks.
Well, hey, Tim, I want to thank you for calling in, taking the time to do that. You can do that, too, and be a part of the show before I answer Tim's question. You can call me at 888-684-8415 and leave me a message. Or you can do what Tim did, and he went to the Two Chairs No Waiting website and clicked on the voicemail link that's over on the right-hand side of the page. You can click that and send me a voicemail. And that's what Tim did. So let's go and actually look at some of this stuff. Now, trying to answer Tim's question, I went and did a little bit of research because I wanted to see if this was true and to be sure that it was true. Well, first off, I watched the episode of The New Housekeeper. Now, the new housekeeper episode is the one when Aunt Bee comes to town. Well, the very first scene in The New Housekeeper, we see outside the courthouse as Andy is marrying Rose, and the man who will eventually be Mr. Foley, they're getting married. And the very first scene is of the outside of the courthouse with the squad car in the foreground, the pole that holds up the kind of the awning, the front porch of the courthouse, and you see the words Mayberry Courthouse, the two lamps, the lights that are on the courthouse wall there, and you can clearly see Sheriff and Justice of the Peace on the doors. So Tim was wrong about the first episode. Now, this is the first scene, and then it actually zooms in where you actually can see Sheriff Justice of the Peace even closer. Now, while I say that Tim was wrong, he was not wrong, at least not 100%. He may have just not caught that scene, because in the next episode, The Manhunt, we see, well, let's just listen to a little bit of this and and enjoy it. But at the end of this scene, Barney, it starts off, Andy and Opie were out at Myers Lake, or one of the lakes, fishing, and Barney comes up to tell him there's a man's escapee, and the state police are coming. You remember all that scene. Well, we join Barney after he's already told Andy and Barney about this horrible incident, And now he is heading back up to the up to the squad car there at Myers Lake to sign off because he forgot to do that. Right after that, they drive up to town. But let's go ahead and hear this, and let's go. Let's go. Here, Barney, go ahead.
Mayberry, unit number one, over and Roger. Roger, out and under. 10:40. Bye.
Now, is the courthouse, if they drive up to the courthouse doors, Barney and Andy get out of the car and everything there, Barney's yelling at everybody, you could actually see the doors to the courthouse. And they indeed do not have the Sheriff and Justice of the Peace on the doors. So those are not there. You can see over Opie's head as he's talking. They are not on the door. So Tim is definitely right. And great job, Tim, watching for that and actually noticing that. Because most certainly the courthouse door logos are not there. Just over the squad car as it drives up. And then as Andy and Opie are talking to Barney out in front of the courthouse, you can clearly see there's nothing on the door. And then even a little bit later, well, later in the episode, Barney, the end of the episode, Barney gets his gun stuck on his hand. If you look behind him, they're standing in front of the courthouse doors. You can't see the signs of Sheriff and Justice of Peace there. But even before that, early in the episode there, you can clearly see it about 7 minutes into the episode, I believe. Or no, it's not, probably not that long. Yeah, that'd be about right. About 7 minutes into the episode, the door of the courthouse is open, and they're inside the courthouse. And Aunt Bea and Opie are standing there. So this is probably a little bit later than that. But you can see in the on the door, nothing. Just the panels, and so nothing is there in the doors. As my son sneaks behind me in the podcast viewing area. anyway, you can see the doors there, and it's obviously not there. So, Tim, thanks for calling in because that was fun to see. So, in episode two, the signs of Sheriff and Justice of the Peace that we could clearly see in episode one are not present. So that's cool. Now Tim had mentioned he didn't see him later on until the next episode, until episode three of the guitar player, I believe it was. Was that episode three? So he was not able to see him until then. Yeah, the guitar player. And so he didn't see the signs until then, but it was clearly in the first episode. But for some reason, the second episode, it was not there. And I didn't check to see if they filmed him out of order by any chance. That is a possibility. So I'll try to check on that before next week. Now, let's move along. We got a couple of feedbacks. So this is from episode number 228. It was a listener feedback episode. A fellow named Paul Pyle, he wrote in, and he had this to say. He said, "Hey, Alan, I just watched episode number 228. And thanks so much. He was here in the chat room. So folks, I want to invite you to the chat room whenever you can be there. We normally record on Monday nights at 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern time. So definitely want you to try to drop by if you can and visit with us. But he was talking about, he enjoyed the episode and he was just wondering about the fleets, the Bobby Fleet, some of the episodes we talked about in episode 228, the fleets episode and the guitar player, which I was just mentioning. And he wanted to ask, wouldn't James Best know who was the guitar player? He wanted to know that. And he said he saw him in a Hallmark movie recently, and he enjoyed that. And thanks, Paul. I want to thank you for taking time to write to us there. Now, if you listen to the episodes, I believe I told in the Fleets Come to Mayberry episodes, I believe I mentioned it, that James said that the guitar player was Herb Ellis. But then we went through the whole thing about it probably wasn't Herb Ellis and who it was and all that kind of stuff. So James does say that, but I don't know that he really remembers, or, you know, he probably knew Herb Ellis was there and had been around. But Herb Ellis, the actor, was different than Herb Ellis, the jazz musician. So Herb Ellis was definitely in the shows about the guitar player, about Jim Lindsay. But I don't know that he actually, Herb Ellis, the jazz guitarist, was the one who played. So that's still kind of a mystery, because James does say it's Herb Ellis, and Earl Haggins disagrees. And, you know, so anyway, so thanks for writing in about that. And it's still just as, it's just as open as it ever was, in Barney's words. So let's go. We have another somebody that wrote in for us here from talking about episode number 230, The Riders of Mayberry, last week's episode. And Janet wrote in to say, Alan, I love the behind-the-scenes stuff. So I really enjoyed your last podcast where you read letters from Harvey Bullock. Please share more of your treasures with us. I'm certainly interested in anything connected with the Andy Griffith Show. I want to add a comment regarding the pickle story and allspice. I, too, have always thought it was odd that allspice was given as an ingredient in the pickles. Though, technically, as I recall, only Clara mentioned using allspice in her recipe, not Aunt Bee. I've canned some of my own pickles over the years, and I've never encountered a recipe with allspice. I usually see allspice included in dessert recipes. So I did a brief internet search and found the following information on Wikipedia. And this is quoting from Wikipedia. It says, allspice, also called Jamaican pepper, myrtle pepper, pimenta, or new spice, is a spice that is dried unripe fruit or berries of the pimenta dakota. I'm sure I didn't say that right. A mid-canopy tree native to the Greater Antilles, southern Mexico, and Central America, now cultivated in many warm parts of the world. The name allspice was coined in the early 1620s by the English, who thought it combined the flavor of cinnamon, nutmeg, and cloves. The fruit are picked when green and unripe and are traditionally dried in the sun. When dry, the fruit are blown and resemble a large brown peppercorns. The whole fruit have a longer shelf life than the powdered product. And you guys are getting bored from all this stuff, but let me keep going. And produce a more aromatic product than the freshly ground before use. That was the end of the quote there. And she said, I noticed that in Harvey's recipe, he mentioned whole, W-H-O-L-E, whole allspice. Usually allspice I see in the stores is ground, which would be necessary for dessert type recipes. Using the whole berry would make more sense in a pickle recipe. I know this issue seems to have been discussed several times on the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board Digest, but I don't want to recall anyone providing information about the spice itself, and I'm glad to know that allspice question has finally been resolved. So, folks, you know more about allspice than I'm pretty sure you knew before you started listening to this podcast. Once again, the educational process of listening to an Andy Griffith podcast. Congratulations. So that was cool. So Janet, thank you so much. That is really neat information. I didn't even know what allspice was. But I have heard of new spice. I have heard of that before. So, okay. So it must be the similar thing, or it is the same thing. So that was a really cool thing to see. And it's interesting that you've made pickles. You saw Harvey's recipe. And last week I was talking about being Aunt Bee's pickle, the kerosene cucumbers. Obviously, it would not have been. That would have been Clara Edwards' pickle recipe. So that great recipe from last week that I mentioned, from is online. If you go to Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 130, you can click a link right there that says Refrigerator Kosher Dill Pickle Recipe, and you'll be able to see the recipe for those kosher dill pickles that I suppose Clara Edwards made. Clara Johnson Edwards, she made. So they're all right there. And right there you'll see it says 48 whole, W-H-O-L-E, allspice. And they're involved in the creation of these wonderful, the best pickles in the county. So definitely head over there and check it out and get you some pickles from Clara. You know you'll love those. So All right. Well, I want to thank everybody that called in and wrote in. And you can do the same if you call me at 888-684-8415. You can drop me a line at floyd@imayberry.com. Or you can go over to twochairsnowaiting.com and leave messages there. And I would definitely appreciate it. Now we're going to go into a little bit more personal stuff, more kind of out of the Mayberry realm, still Mayberry related. But I just wanted to give you guys a little bit of information because I'm afraid some people have a misconception about what I do and everything. This is personal from Alan now, so you're getting just to Alan's comments here. This past week, I received an email from someone who was upset with me because they had joined the iMayberry community that I talk about. And, you know, I encourage you to do that because there's some wonderful folks over at iMayberry community. They visit and talk with each other, and I think they have a good time. There's some really fun stuff going on there at imayberrycommunity.com. But they were upset with me because they had joined the iMayberry community last month, which would have been March of 2013. And they had joined, and they didn't feel like that they had been properly welcomed, and they didn't get as much talking and visiting as they had hoped. And, you know, they'd posted some pictures and they hadn't gotten responded to as quickly as they thought they could or should have been. And, you know, I'm sorry that happened. I really am. And, but just to let folks know, and hopefully you can help me by, if you're at the iMayberry community or any of our, the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter or whatever you are, I just want to say I'm sorry if I'm unable to get back with you as quickly as you hoped I would. I try to get back with everybody. Some people just, I get forgetful. I set it aside because I didn't have time at the moment to respond. This particular person, they happened to have written in and done all the several things while I was out with the flu. I missed an episode of the podcast. And I was sick really for about 3 weeks, didn't feel very well. I was sick for a week and then didn't feel up to par. This is definitely not Mayberry, but, you know, I was like Andy or sitting in the bed and everybody trying to take care of Mayberry coming by my house and leaving me messages and all this stuff. And I just didn't really feel like answering them. I was tired and just didn't have a lot of energy. So I'm sorry for that. If there's anybody that I've ever made feeling all alienated because I was unable to get back with them or forgot to get back with you, I am completely sorry. Feel free to bother me all you'd like to. Send me another email. Remind me because I am forgetful and I do set things aside and I put stars on it and all kinds of stuff in my email so I won't forget. But I still forget because I'm just a human. And a lot of folks, y'all may not realize that doing this podcast and running the imayberry.com website and the iMayberry community and the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board Digest and the mayberry.info website, that's not my job. I don't get paid for that. That's not a job for me. This is a passion, a pleasure. I love spending time in Mayberry. I love being around you folks. And I love spending time with everybody. But I have a real job where I have to go to work every day, just like you guys do. And I work, and then I come home. And then I have a 16-year-old son who has got activities at school, and he's got things going on. I have a wonderful wife who lets me do all these things. But, you know, I still need to spend time with her. And I actually teach Taekwondo. You guys may not know that. That's kind of something you probably don't know, but I teach that to a bunch of kids at a church, and I do that two nights a week, and I'm a deacon at my church, so I'm at the church a lot. So my time is limited as to how soon and quickly I can get back with you, but I promise you I will get back if I can at all, unless I just forget. And if I forget, please come back to me. Don't be mad, and please don't have your feelings hurt. Because, you know, this is Mayberry, and just think the best of everybody, and I think you're going to be a lot better off. And hopefully, you know, I hate to ask you to think the best of me, but please know that I do want to get back with you, and I do want to spend that time visiting with you and getting to know you. But I do have a limited amount of time, because I do have to sleep. That's one thing I've tried to not do so I could get more done, but I just can't. So I will do my very best to stay in touch with every one of you, but I felt like I really needed to tell this because that really bothered me that he felt like that he had not gotten the friendship. It was not a friendly town. He drove to Mayberry and thought it was a friendly town. It wasn't, kind of like Ellen Brown's. I thought this was a friendly town, you know, but hopefully it is. And hopefully I'm part of it. And I want you to be a part of it. And I want you to join over at the iMayberry community and visit with one another and get to know one another and come to the chat room on Monday nights when we have the podcast live and get to meet other Mayberry fans. Because, friends, that's what it's all about, is getting to know one another and spend time with one another. And anyway, that's all from my heart and to yours. And I hope it doesn't come across whiny or anything. I just wanted to make sure people understood, I'm trying, and I try hard. And I know most people understand that, but there may be a lot of people that don't realize that this isn't my full-time job, that I do have other work that I have to do. And this is just for fun, and I love it, but it's just for fun. And that means there's a limit to how much time I can spend doing it every day. Now, if you would like to hire me to do this full time, I'll be willing to talk to you. All right, folks. Hey, that's all I got. Thanks for sticking around. If you have stuck around here till the end, I would love to hear from you. Feel free to write me. You can tell me if you want to tell me something that you don't want me to put on the podcast, write me at floyd@imayberry.com. And tell me that as well. But, I'd love to hear from you guys. I'd love to know what you think. I'd love to hear what you thought about Tim's comments and Paul's and Janet's and just all the wonderful things going on in Mayberry. And folks, thank you for spending your time with me here in Mayberry. I enjoy it. And until next time, you guys have a great Mayberry week. So see you next time on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Good night, everybody.